Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let's go Buffalo. The Bills make me wanna shout.
Hour number two rolls along here on a Wednesday. Bills are back from the bye. They'll be practicing in a little bit. We'll hear from the coaches with some players as well. That music, of course, does signal. Sal Capaccio joins the show next. But before we get to Sal, do want to let you know to enter at WGR550.com for a chance to win a free home heating system courtesy of T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Whether your home needs a furnace, boiler, a ductless heat pump, T-Mark has got you covered. The last day to enter is October 26th, of course, 2025. Now, to the Western Hotline, Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, good morning. How was your bye week?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Got to watch some college football last weekend when the Bills were off, with Saturday to Syracuse for the Syracuse-Pitt game. Didn't go Syracuse's way, but it was nice to get back on campus, homecoming, and take the fam up there and enjoy that, and then watch some football on Sunday. Had some other things going on as well. So now it's back to the grind, back to work, and now it's routine pretty much from here on out to the end of the season, guys. And you know, hopefully that goes into February, obviously, for Bills fans. But from now on, it's really only Sunday games for the Bills, except for one Thursday night game the week before Thanksgiving at Houston. Otherwise, it's pretty much Sunday, and a lot of 1 o'clocks now mixed in with 4:25s as well, kind of half, I guess.
Yeah, Sal, you know, we all talk about the schedule a lot, but now that it's behind us, I was almost in some ways not prepared for how front-loaded their primetime schedule was. And so when the bye did hit, I was like, I don't love the early bye, but man, I think we all kind of needed it. Did the team maybe as well?
I think so, too, from a health standpoint more than anything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's something to be said, I think, too, for what you just said, which is, Zach, like when you have all these primetime games and all these alterations of your schedule, and all of a sudden you can kind of step back and reset and then, okay, going forward, it's pretty much routine every week, except that one week, like I said, but it's Sunday games, and we know what Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday look like leading up every week, and you can kind of get on a schedule. I don't know. I just think, I know in most of my life, for sure, like when I'm – a little bit more on a schedule and routine, and I know what to expect, just makes things a little bit more efficient. And I think that, you know, football coaches and players are creatures of habit a lot of times in this regard, so that can help as well. But I think more than anything is from a health standpoint, right? The Bills had a game in Atlanta 2 weeks ago, didn't go their way, but they were without Dalton Kincaid. They were without Matt Milano. They were without Curtis Samuel. They lose Josh Palmer during the game. They lose Daquan Jones right before the game. They have Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop both banged up during the game. I mean, these are guys that, you know, are going to be monitored this week to see where they are, but now you have 2 weeks, hopefully, from that game to the next game to get some guys back.
Sal, when it comes to the injuries, you mentioned Dalton Kincaid on there. Yes, I feel like I've had fun talking with you about this. Kincaid, health dependent on this. If he's a full participant in practice, then I guess we can go full bore on this idea, but I've liked talking to you about how Kincaid's production with the balance between how many snaps he's getting. I am curious, based on how the Bills struggled without him in Atlanta, if he's healthy, how much do you think the Bills could push that envelope of like giving him a couple more snaps because of how effective he is and trying to play a little bit more of a balancing act with probably their best receiving threat this season?
I think we've talked about this before, guys. I mean, like, it's great. If you want to put Dalton Kincaid on the field a lot, that's great. But, you know, he's efficient what he does. But I would argue that partly why he's so efficient is because you're not overworking him. You're not putting him on the field. You know, he's had some injuries as well. The more he's on the field, the more snaps he's going to take. It's not like every time he's on the field, you're throwing him the ball down the field and he's catching it, right? He's got to block. He's got to do a lot of things. So,
Right. Sure.
I mean, you could look at that. Well, what worked for the Bills early in the season? A lot of 13 personnel. Jackson Hawes and, you know, Dalton and Dawson Knox on the field as well. So, yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I think every game is going to be different, though, to be honest with you. Like, it might require more snaps from Dalton Kincaid this game and less snaps the next game. So I think every game is just different. It's personnel usage. The more that he can be involved in the passing game, the better. I don't think that necessarily has to be an uptick in snap counts for that to happen. I think you have to have a good balance there, like you said. But every game is going to be different. Every game plan is going to be different.
Bills at Carolina this Sunday, 1 p.m. As Sal's mentioned, it's a lot more 1 p.m. and 4:25 games the rest of the way. Sal, the big note and something we've all been looking forward to, or at least had, you know, marked down on our calendars for this game, was the suspended guys are coming back. Larry Ogunjobi, Michael Hoyt. I know we've talked a lot about Hoyt. Mitch Morris, I heard yesterday on One Bills Live, gave a lot of praise to Larry Ogunjobi. But how much do you think it's going to mean for this defense to get those two back, especially – well, no, I would not say the defense was great against Atlanta. They were much improved and wounded in that second half against the Falcons.
I think it's going to help tremendously to get these guys back. They are guys the Bills targeted in free agency for a specific reason. It wasn't like they just signed them to the back end of the roster. I mean, the Bills really only brought in, free agent-wise, one defensive tackle, and that was Larry Ogunjobi. They drafted a couple, and then they only really signed one defensive out, too, I should say, Joey Bosa, but Michael Hoyt, a guy that they think they can move around. He's not just a pure defensive end. He's a guy that can move around, play on the ball, play off the ball, play inside, play outside. Because he was suspended, Javon Solomon kind of took a little bit of that role, right, where he was kicking inside sometimes. And what I think is going to happen here is this is a player, Michael Hoyt, that can get on the field right away that can allow them to have more options. This is about options for the Buffalo Bills when it comes to Hoyt. Hoyt can play different spots on the field. They can have matchups and say, okay, on third and long, we're going to use him as a pass rusher. On a second down and five, he's going to play off the ball and be used more of a, you know, run player, maybe a Sam linebacker. Maybe we don't have to play as much Nick. Now, look, the Bills aren't playing as much nickel as they normally do, playing more three linebacker sets, but he can become more of your third linebacker now. He can play that role if you want. If you remember when Lorenzo Alexander, you know, came to the Bills and they just really moved him across the board and he had that tremendous year, I think that's the kind of the vision. But Lorenzo told me when I talked to him about Michael Hoyt being signed, he said it took the Bills a year to kind of figure that out with him, whereas in here it looks like they have a plan for him. They know what they want to do with Michael Hoyt. So I think he's going to help tremendously from that aspect. Now, the production's still got to be there. We don't know. As far as Ogunjobi's concerned, it's just unfortunate Daquan Jones got hurt because we don't know his status. We'll hear from Sean McDermott here just before noon, guys. If Daquan Jones is out any length of time and he's going to miss this game, obviously, that really helps to have a guy that you could just bring in and fill in. It's a veteran, Larry Ogunjobi, but he hasn't played in a while. If Daquan Jones is healthy, it's another guy you add to the rotation with, you know, Ed Oliver and with Deion Walker. Now, suddenly, that defensive line looks a little, maybe a lot better than what you had over the last six, this first six games.
Right, absolutely. I do want to say this on Hoyt, because I've seen some people on social media kind of want to push back on what Hoyt can be. And again, we have no idea. But I've really liked what I've seen from his PFF grades. He seems to be an incredible run defender, which is absolutely something the Bills need. But it's more the starts, right? He didn't start a ton with the Rams, albeit minus one season, a 23 start every game. He does have a high snap share, though, the last two seasons. 85% of the snaps in 23. And then even in the season where he only started five games in 24, he was still on the field 57% of their snaps. So, I mean, I think, Sal, that points to he may not be a starter, but they're going to use him a ton in a bunch of different ways. And I think that's maybe where I am most excited. You bring up the Lorenzo Alexander mold. And, yeah, like now that you've already kind of been there and done that, you now know what to do. And I think it also points to as well how the Bills feel about him. Yes, they do sign Larry Ogunjobi, but I believe Brandon Bean mentioned that if they had known about the suspension, they maybe wouldn't have signed him. The same is not true for Hoyt. They signed him to a longer deal and seemed to have a plan for him right away, and he played very well in the preseason. He was a huge bright spot.
I really liked what I saw in the preseason in the camp of Hoyt. And you're right, he did say that about Ogunjobi, but they found out late in the process after they had agreed to a deal before they signed him, but there was really no other option, so they signed him anyway. When it came to Hoyt, they knew about it. They knew about the suspension. They still signed him and said, we have a plan for him, and we're going to use him here in Buffalo. And what was interesting is when we heard from Brandon Bean, I think it was Bean who said this, might have been McDermott, I think it was Bean who said this after he had signed. They said, that's a guy they had looked at for a couple of years, actually, that they really liked him. So that's kind of like when you're thinking about the vision of how you want to build your roster, the type of player you want, that's the kind of player that they've felt for a couple of years that could fill in. Now, look, I think that when you say pushback on social media, that's probably because, yeah, no one here, and I don't think you guys, and I'm not saying like, oh my God, Michael Hoyt, player of the year, he's coming in, this is the savior, and he's Micah Parsons. That's not the case. So if anybody thinks he's just going to come in and suddenly have be a double-digit sack guy the rest of the year, and oh my God, defensive player of the year, that's not what anybody's saying. What I'm saying, though, is I do think that he helps this defense be more of what it wants to be. It's going to be more multiple. It's going to give more options. But they still have to go out there and they still have to produce, and they have to have the right plan for him.
Sal, as we are all moving on at our own pace to It's Carolina Week, of course, they do get back to practice. What about the Panthers? This is a team that has won a couple games now in a row. They are a team that I do seem to think is punching above their weight class a little bit, but they're sitting here at a winning record after years of, quite frankly, disastrous seasons. It does look like they're starting to get a little bit on the up and up.
Yeah, for sure. And looks like it's going to be Andy Dalton, actually, against the Bills, not Bryce Young, although it's not confirmed by the Panthers. You know, the initial report from Adam Schefter was that it would be Andy Dalton this week and a couple others, but the Panthers kind of kept that close to the vest. We'll see. Look, I think the Bills, to me, Andy Dalton's a tougher challenge than Bryce Young. And I say that with all due respect to Bryce Young and what he's starting to do, because he's a young quarterback who's coming around. He's looked a lot better. But this is a guy still that's very young. He's inexperienced. Andy Dalton's seen everything. He's seen this Bills defense. He's seen anything that you want to throw to him. He's been in this league a long time. And when he can sit in the pocket and he can throw to some really talented receivers, albeit a young receiving group, he can throw to them and, you know, he can find some soft spots like Michael Penix did. You know, Michael Penix is a young quarterback who sat in the pocket. He was able to find Drake London, and bam, 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 they were able to move the ball. And, oh, by the way, how about Rico Dowdle, right? Rico Dowdle is a really fantastic running back. They have a really nice 1-2 punch right there. So it's going to be, with Hubbard, it's going to be a very big challenge for the Bills to stop them from that side of the ball and not have – now, you know what Andy Dalton is, but you don't have a lot of film on him, except for last year he did play some games with the Panthers offense. So it's a bit of a change here. Now, the one thing is he's not as mobile as Bryce Young, and mobile quarterbacks have hurt the Bills, but Andy can move around the pocket a little bit, and he'll try to manipulate that a little bit. I think on the other side, though, this is all about, to me, the Bills need to score points on the offensive side. It's been a few weeks now here where they have not been able to move the ball down the field and score points. New England and Atlanta, after scoring over 30, 31 points a game, basically, the first four games, the last two haven't gone that way. The Bills need to get back to that. They need to get back to scoring, keeping their foot on the gas, going down the field, scoring points on offense. And then even if your defense has a couple of slip-ups, then you're still covered up because the offense is scoring points on the other end.
Sal, when you look at the offense, is this one of just those, I know Jeremy and Joe were talking about, the lull that the Bills are in? You know, it's a long season. Teams are going to lose games. I know Shelton Bulldog have mentioned too, like even if the Bills got the one seed, what, they're going to win or they're going to lose three or four games. Like, this is somewhat expected. But it does have a lot of the same flavor to last season, where it's in, you know, the early to middle part of the season. It's two straight games. The offense looks, you know, arguably at times very broken. It's kind of the same this year. You even have different flavors, but it's kind of the same thing. Khalil Shakir goes down last year. The offense against Houston looks abysmal. Dalton Kincaid goes down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know, before the Atlanta game, the offense looks abysmal. You know, is this just kind of a lull thing, or is there maybe a bigger problem here for the Bills?
Well, I guess we'll see, right? We don't really know the answer to that question. I will say this, going back to your question about the bye come at the right time. I think that what the bye has done as well during this bye week, what all teams do is they self-scout, right? Mm-hmm. They go and they say, what have we done right? What have we done wrong? What are teams doing against us? And one thing the Bills are going to notice, and I'm sure they already know this, teams are now coming with five-man loaded fronts, and they're coming right at Josh Allen. They're saying, we are daring you to get it to one of these receivers to beat us quickly off the line, to win on the outside. And that's going to be a challenge for the Bills. But I think one of the things they can do is figure out up front how to stop that, to give more answers to Josh Allen, to give more answers to the running backs, the tight ends, even the receivers. So I think that this game is going to be a game where we can look at any clues we have of how the Bills – want to combat what teams will do. And the Bills probably sit back and go, okay, the bye week coming at this time allows us to kind of recalibrate how we want to do that. But otherwise, teams are just going to keep doing it. And they're going to do it this week. Mm-hmm. The Panthers are going to do it and say, okay, what answers do you have when we do this to you? Because Atlanta did it and New England did it, and you didn't have a lot of answers in those games. So we're going to do the same thing. It's up to the Bills now to have answers, and they've had 2 weeks now to try and come up with them.
I wonder then, Sal, if it's something where we do see a jump up in James Cook's production in the passing game. One target over the last two games, and especially against Atlanta, where, I mean, they send the hounds after Allen. You would have assumed eventually there's just going to be an outlet pass to Cook. It never really came. There were some wheel routes, and those looked open. Allen maybe should have taken a shot. But with how quickly the line was kind of collapsing against that defensive front from Atlanta, you did maybe expect it. And now I'm really looking for that against Carolina, I think.
Yeah, and Ty Johnson, right? I mean, Ty Johnson is – his production's way down as a receiver. He was so good last year at that particular aspect of his game, and he's on the field a lot on third down. Why? Because he's a good pass blocker, and you can leak him out. So I think the Bills have to kind of adjust that a little bit. I would have loved to see more throws to the running backs. And look, that's on Josh, too. Like I went back and watched the All-22 after the Atlanta game, and I thought there were plays where Josh probably could have hit an outlet and kind of bailed maybe a little bit too early and got his eyes to the wrong spot and maybe started to say I need to take off, I need to tuck the ball a little bit here. And you know, I think all of that has to start meshing together a little bit better. And you have 2 weeks here to take a look at it, and now you go down to Carolina and put it to practice.
And so now, I mean, when we look at the team as a whole, too, I mean, now going back to the injury, Sal, like this is going to be a big thing as well. Palmer, they finally got him going down the field as well. I mean, I think you mentioned it even on the broadcast as well, that they maybe had a big game plan for Palmer. You saw it early with the deep ball. He is somebody I think a lot of Bills fans were somewhat leery about. You love the separation statistics, although that's kind of become a little bit muddied going into this season. You kind of love the idea of Bean really banged the drum for Palmer. He's also somebody I'm looking to for the rest of the season. I hope it's against Carolina on Sunday, but I think he's going to have to be somebody that maybe becomes that man beater, because so far with Keon Coleman, that has not developed.
Agreed. And, you know, it's not as much Keon Coleman's game to get down the field. We know that. You'd like to see a little bit more of that. They can manufacture some ways to do that. But it is Josh Palmer's game a little bit more. Beating guys not necessarily 50 yards downfield, but more – in the intermediate range, and then they go with that big pass play down the middle on the first play of the game against Atlanta, and then they have another pass, and then that's the one that he gets, you know, his ankle rolls up underneath him. He had two catches for 60 yards in the first half. I mean, he's on the way to a big game. He's on the way to a game where they were going to target him. They were going to use him as a bigger play guy, and that obviously didn't materialize. So you'd love to see him back in the fold here. So we'll see how they counteract that, and yes, that is another player we'll be hearing from Sean McDermott at 11:55. They'll give us the injury update, and then we'll watch practice today. I'm guessing probably Fieldhouse with the rain coming on here, but the team will be practicing. And then, of course, guys, the big storyline today is Max Harrison is going to be on the practice field as well. The Bills have opened his 21-day practice window, which means they have 21 days to put him on the active roster, or he stays on injury reserve the rest of the year. They can do it any time. I mean, they feel that he's ready. I think it would be a little ambitious to think this way, but you never know. If they feel that he could play this week, they could activate him, and he could play Sunday at Carolina, or it could be next week against Kansas City, or the following week against Miami. That would really be the only three games before they finally ultimately say, okay, that's it. He needs to come on the be put on the active roster. That's the window right there. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. They do have one open roster spot, though, on the 53-man roster. I wonder if that's for Jordan Poyer, if they would do that, because the other guy that I'm thinking about here is Gabe Davis. He is on practice squad injured, and if they ever want to open his window, they're going to have to probably move Poyer off the practice squad because they can only have a certain number of veterans on the practice squad, and that would be too many. So I just wonder how the roster gymnastics work with all this.
I did want to ask you about Max Hairston, because I think, for me at least, me and Derek have been talking, and I've kind of coined it, like, you know, the reinforcements are here, the Cavalry's arrived, with Hoyt and Ogunjobi, with Hairston a little bit more on the horizon, right? I mean, yes, they did open up the 21-day window. I would be a little surprised, though. I don't know if you would, too, if they were to activate him for this week. It just seems like they have been being very patient with him and taking their time. I heard Matt Beauvais' clip, we heard Matt Beauvais' clip earlier during the show with Hairston talking about, like, you know, he's been able to slow down and take mental reps. So I'd be a little surprised if his window's open and like, all right, get in there.
I would, too. I mean, like, that again, I think it'd be, the word I'm using is ambitious. That would be really, the Bills aren't known for that, right? They're not known for putting guys on the field before they're ready. You know, you have to have the player's long-term health in mind as well. If you put Max Hairston on the field before he's ready, something else happens. Now you lose him again for a certain number of weeks or whatever. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how much he does today. And of course, I'll have video for everybody over at Sal Sports on X, and they can check that out in WGR550.com. And we'll hear from Hairston today, I'm guessing, after practice. But we'll see Hairston, we'll see Hoyt, we'll see Ogunjobi. It's kind of like a new regular season, basically, here to hear from these guys and see them for the first time.
Sal, when it comes to, like, obviously the Bills had their bye week and everything like that, but of course the division didn't stop. New England continues to take in wins. I mean, Drake May looked really good against Tennessee, and I'll take that for what it will be, because I'm still a hater of the Titans for no good reason. But it does look like their schedule it stiffens up a little bit here with the Browns defense, Falcons, Buccaneers in consecutive weeks there. But then there's Miami and the Jets. I don't know why Miami has not gotten rid of McDaniel at this point. They just need to find a way to start over, and it's just looking worse and worse by the week. And yet they're not even close to the worst team in the division because the Jets can't score points.
Yeah, New England?
New England's got a tougher test coming up these next 3 weeks, though.
Yeah, so New England playing Cleveland, obviously. I want to see what they can do against the Browns defense, because Browns defense has been very, very good this year. And look what they did against the Miami Dolphins. Look, the division is pretty bad outside of Buffalo and New England. We know that, as you just pointed out. I mean, one win between the Dolphins and the Jets. You know, we'll see. It looks like a quarterback change coming in New York. Is there a coach change coming in Miami? Maybe at some point. Maybe it's before they play the Bills coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Right.
But look, until New England stubs their toe, I'm not going to believe they're going to stub their toe, because they've just played good enough football on both sides of the ball, really good football. The quarterback's looking really good to not believe that's going to happen. So we'll see. They got a couple of tough tests coming up here, and then, you know, we'll see. There's a long season, and the Bills still play New England, right?
One more with them.
They'll still get a shot at the New England Patriots later in the year.
Sal, did you see Woody Johnson's comments about Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn yesterday at the fall owners meetings?
I kind of did. I know He wasn't very complimentary of the quarterback play, but he was very complimentary of the coach, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is. Do you remember the Athletic story from last year talking about how Woody Johnson's, I think, son or grandson is, like, helping him with Madden?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, when he said rating, there is, it's not zero. I don't know how high the percentage is that he is talking about Justin Fields' Madden rating.
That is amazing.
I feel like there is a shot there. He could be talking about passer rating or QB rating, and that probably is more justifiable. But I heard that and went, he's talking about his Madden rating, guys, and it is in the 70s. So maybe there's something to it. It's just,
that's funny.
Sal, I really thought Aaron Glenn and even the Jets weren't that far off. They have looked stunningly bad and at many times completely unprepared for NFL games.
Yeah, and it looks like Tyrod Taylor going in there. But the Jets are going to have a high pick this year, and they're going to have their choice of some quarterbacks coming out. I know you said yesterday when I was listening to you with Show Up in the Bulldogs, Zach, not a great QB class, but wasn't that thought to be a really good QB class recently? And now all of a sudden it's not? I don't know what it
is. That's the thing, is all the hyped up names, Cade Klubnik, Drew Aller, Arch Manning if you want them, all of them failed. Lenore Sellers, all of them have somewhat failed. There's been different guys that have come up, Ty Simpson from Alabama, and then kind of the guy I really like, Fernando Mendoza from Indiana.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I don't know. I don't know. You know, the buzz that he's getting necessarily right now. We'll see. But I agree with you. I like him a lot. Playing for a real winning program, and a lot of it's, you know, based on a lot of what he's doing offensively as well. Here's your job for me, though, Zach. Right? I have a task for you. Okay. I need you to find the next Syracuse transfer. Where are they going to?
Oh, there we go.
That's what they do now, right?
They go to the portal for the quarterback.
Right. So you got to find me the guy that they're going to target and say that's the guy that's not going to play next year. But he's going to go. He's going to get an opportunity, and Syracuse will give him some NIL money. And that's just like Angeli this year, like Kyle McCord, even Ricky Collins, who's really not the answer, but what they did with him. So that's your task. I need to know who that's going to be.
Look, Syracuse is going to have some options. They're going to have nice receivers coming in. I mean, freshmen, but we've seen how freshman receivers have been doing. And let's not. I think Angeli still has one more year of eligibility. So
I think so too. I was thinking about that. I think so. I just don't know what he'll be coming off the Achilles. Right. But yes, that's right.
Could be fun though. Sal, you want this, and then at 2 in the morning, I'm sending you highlights of, like, a UConn quarterback. So
I'm going to hate saying this, but
be prepared.
Ryan Brown's looked pretty decent for Purdue.
Yeah. Could be going to the Big Ten maybe for somebody. We'll see.
Hey, you never know. They'll get their quarterback from the portal somehow. But, again, it could be Angeli again, but it'll be somebody who can't get on the field for his school, like McCord, like Angeli, and then he'll go to Syracuse. But that's your job. That's your task from now till the end of college football season. You got to identify me, that guy.
I got you, buddy. All right, Sal, enjoy practice. We'll talk again tomorrow, man.
All right, guys, thanks.
Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline. I'm telling you, he wants this now. And then on a random Thursday, or better yet, Tuesday, when there's like a Mac quarterback blowing up, I'll be like, Sal, baby, look at him. That's your guy right there. You got to get hold of Fran Brown. That's your guy. He's not going to enjoy that. He's not going to do that.
Right.
Or it could be Trey Owens from Texas. Texas backup. Got Dia Bell coming in next year. This is going to be no room. Could be Trey Owens.
Maybe. Yeah. It could be one of those things. Finding that transfer quarterback, though, is going to be fun. Like, I look forward to you actually sending him these highlights because I know you.
You're going to have to compete with Indiana. They are genuinely doing that. And Kirk Cignitti is incredible at his job. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll switch over to hockey as Paul Hamilton's going to join the show next. But before we go to our next timeout,
don't forget that this month, October, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It only takes 30 minutes once a year to get potentially life-saving screening. Schedule a mammogram today at Roswell Park with two convenient locations in Buffalo and Williamsville. Visit roswellpark.org/mammography for a quick appointment. When we come back, we'll get back to the ice. Paul Hamilton joining us here on the other side in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.